So there's a famous pasuk in Hosea, "V'sham aparim tzvasenu." We will be mashlim the parim with our lips. Amar Rabbi Abo, mi mishalem osam haparim shenu makrivim lefanecha. Sifsosenu bitfilush anu mispalim lefanecha. This is from the Psikta of Kahana. And here is our first source in Chazal, that tefillah is omed b'makom karbanos. We know that the Shmon Esrei, there's two days in the Gemara in Brachos, why we have three tefillos, where tefillos came from. Either it's keneged the avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or it's keneged the karbanos. Here, though, we have the direct connection, not just that they were instituted keneged karbanos, which might just mean there were karbanos, and therefore they instituted tefillos keneged those karbanos. But here we have the idea that the tefillos are mamish b'makom the karbanos. That our lips will take the place of the cows. There's also a very famous Gemara in Tainus. We made reference to yesterday. The Gemara in Tainus, Taf Chav Zayin Mabez, V'yomar Hashem Elokim b'meh idaki irashena. Avram Avinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do I know I'm going to really inherit the land of Eretz Yisrael? Amar Avram, Ribono Shel Olam, Shema Yisrael Chotin Lefonecha, Ata Oslam Kedur HaMabul Kedur HaFlaga. Maybe, very nice, Brisbane, I'm sorry, you're giving me a bracha, a haftacha, that my nation, my children will get Eretz Yisrael. But what if they sin? Maybe you'll punish them like you did to the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga. Amar Leilav. So Shem said, no, don't worry about it. How do I know? Is there some type of, do you have some type of guarantee that you can provide? Which there was a question, Chazal, was this appropriate that Avram Avinu asks for a guarantee? Amar lei, k'chali egla mishuleshes v'eiz mishuleshes. So Hashem says, and this was in the process of Bris Ben Amasarim, says, I want you to take three cows and three sheep and three goats, and bring karbanos. Amar lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Tenach bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. I understand what you're trying to tell me. You're telling me to bring karbanos, telling me to bring animals. You're telling me that Klal Yisrael will be zoche to the special relationship with you through the mitzvah of karbanos. That's very nice. Bizman, that there's a beis hamikdash. However, bizman she'en beis hamikdash kayam, mati alehem. What's going to be when there's no beis hamikdash? Amar lo, kfar tikanti lam seder karbanos. Don't worry, there's a seder of karbanos that you can read. Bizman shekorin bohem lefonai, male ani alehem, ki'ilu hikrivim lefonai, va'ani mocha lehem al-kol avonoseihem. So here too, we have Chazal telling us that the karbanos, we are able to make up for the lack of karbanos through reading Seder Karbanos. Now there is one other Gemara that's important. The Gemara in Menachos, it's not on your source sheet, on Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara there tells us, Kol Ha'osek B'toras Chatos, U'B'toras Asham, it's Ki'ilu Yuzmakriv the Karbon. If you're Osek B'toras Chatos, it's Ki'ilu Yuzmakriv a Karbon, Chatos. If you're Osek B'toras Asham, it's Ki'ilu you brought an Asham. And Rashi there says, that what does it mean that you're Osek in Toras Chatos? It means that you learn Torah. If you're osek b'toras chatas, if you learn Torah, so then, and what do we mean by learning Torah? We mean learning kachim, learning the halachos of the carbon chatas, then it's kilu you are makriv the carbon. And based on this, the Mishnah Brura writes in Simen Memches, he writes that when we have this idea of saying karbanos, it's not just to say karbanos. Because just repeating words without really knowing what they mean is not of value. Rather, what it means is to learn about the karbanos, and that way when you're saying them, you actually know what you're saying. I think he even makes reference there to the Magen Avraham, what the Magen Avraham writes regarding the Chazal, the Gemara in Brachos, that says anyone who says Tehillah with David three times is muftach lo shibben olam haba. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says it doesn't just mean it's a magic trick that if you say Ashrei Tehillah with David three times, so then you're zochet to go to olam haba. It has to be that you understand what it means, that you internalize it, that you relate to it, you connect to it,
has to be something that's not just misafa ulachutz, that you're just saying the words, not a magic trick. And so too the Mishnah Brura says, based on this Gemara Menachos, that it says, kol ha'osek, the Torah's chatas, ki'ilu. He says it's not a stira. You could have asked it as a stira. Oh, the Gemara in Taina says you just have to say over karbonos. The Gemara in Menachos says you learn kodshim. That's how it's ki'ilu you do karbonos. She says, no, it's not necessarily a stira. What it means to learn Torah's chatas means that you don't just say the chatas, but you have to know what it means. And therefore, these makoros are the inyan to say karbanos every day. We daven every day, and I've heard Rav Schechter say many times, and it's very funny. Tefillah is keneged karbanos, and nobody says karbanos. Why don't you say karbanos? If tefillah is keneged karbanos, isn't that probably the first thing that you should be saying is karbanos? But in addition to that, we see that from these chazals, that the inyan of saying karbanos is not just it's a nice thing to do, but it's even your mock of the karban, if you know what the karbanos mean. Which means that we shouldn't just read them, we should spend a little time looking into them, understanding what they mean, and that way when we say them, it takes the place of a karban. Now there's an interesting question of how much do we literally look at saying karbanos, and again, saying them with understanding, as the Mishnah Berurah says. How much do we look at that as really replacing bringing the karbanos? So, I'll give one or two nafkamina where this question arises. That's one of the questions is, do you have to stand when you say karbanos? Or can you sit down when you say karbanos? The Magen Avraham is quoted, he writes in the Hakdama to Siman Memches, he has a little Hakdama there, he writes that you should stand when you say them, just like Hakravas HaKarbanos was done by Amida. The din is Hakravas HaKarbanos needs to be done by Amida. So just like bringing actual physical sacrifices required that the Kohen stands, so too when you say karbanos, you have to stand. Why? Because it's replacing the bringing of the karbanos. But in the Birkei Yosef, he writes that we're not makvid on this. And also in the Shari Tshuva there in Zimmer Memches, in the Mishnah Berurah, it's quoted, he brings from the Moruk Tziya, which was written by Rav Yaakov Emden. He writes that his father, who was his father? Very good, the Chacham Tzvi. So the Chacham Tzvi, he says, that Rav Yaakov Emden says about his father, the Rav Chacham Tzvi was one of the great Rabbanim in Germany.
Sleeping in the cell.
What? He's the one who holds about one day of Yontif for people who come back to Israel, right? So the Chacham Tzvi was a major posek in many, many areas. So his son was Rav Yaakov Emden, a very, very prolific writer. And he writes in one of his farm, the Moruk Tzia, that he saw his father say karbanos every morning sitting down. He didn't stand up for karbanos. But this question of do you need to stand or not for karbanos might, in longus, relate to, well, how much do we really relate Amiras or Karbanos to the act of bringing Karbanos? Another interesting question that we could connect it to this issue is the Zman. When do you have to say Karbanos? The Shulchan Aruch writes that it's better to say them in the morning, because that's when there are, or at least during the day, because that's when Karbanos were brought. They didn't bring Karbanos at night. It's true, we say Marv connected the burning of the fats and the limbs on the Mizbeach, but the Karbanos themselves were brought during the day. Jonathan, you know, what was the opening pitch for Karbanos every morning? Do you know? What started off the process of Karbanos? The Karban Tamid, Shel Shachar. That was the first Karban that they would bring each morning. And what do you think was the last Karban? The Karban Tamid, Shel Ben Arbayim. The afternoon Tamid. There's a mitzvah to bring Karban Tamid twice a day. The daily sacrifice, the Karban Tamid. They brought it once early in the morning, and once towards the end of the day, and that is a special mitzvah that you shouldn't do any karbanos after the Karban Tamid. What's the one exception? Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach was brought after the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. And therefore on Pesach they brought the Karban Tamid early, as soon as they could, early Mincha. Generally they brought it at the end of the day. That's our late Mincha, Mincha Katana, right at the end. But what's Mincha Gedola? That's the earliest time you could bring the Mincha, the Karban Tamid. What, the Karban Tamid wasn't a Mincha, it was an Ola, but what we call Mincha, the Karban Tamid, they would bring it Pesach early because the Karban, on Pesach, they brought the Karban Tamid early because the Karban Pesach needs to be brought after the Karban Tamid. But most Karbanos, all other Karbanos besides the Pesach, were brought between the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. That was the standard Karban that was brought every day, and that's why if you're saying Karbanos, the most obvious place to start, if you don't yet say Karbanos and you would like to start, the most obvious thing to do is to say the Karban Tamid. That's something that was brought as a Karban Tzibur every single day. The Karban Chatos you only brought if you had a Chiyuv Chatos. If you didn't have a Veir, you had a Chiyuv Chatos. but you didn't bring a carbon chatas regularly. The carbonas that were brought regularly were the carbon tomet. So that's the first thing that we should probably say. So in terms of the zman, when should you say carbonos? Let's say you had a very busy day, and you didn't get a chance to say carbonos. Should you say carbonos at night? Or only during the day do you say carbonos? The Shulchan Aruch says it's best to say carbonos during the day. It also works the other way. Let's say you wake up very early. You have a flight. So you wake up at 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning to get to the airport. You want to daven first. So it's before Nate. So should you say carbonos? So Shulchan Aruch says you should not say carbonos. Why? Because carbonos are supposed to be done during the day. However, again, the Birkei Yosef comments on this. And he says, yeah, that's l'chatilo. But he has an interesting svara. Just like you say carbonos in your shul in Muncie, and it's ki'ilu you brought a carbon. Where? Brought a carbon in Muncie? Shchutei chutz. It's an Isser Kares. I hope it doesn't count as bringing carbonos, saying carbonos. Ella, what do you see? Saying carbonos in Muncie is not ki'ilu you brought carbon in Muncie, it's ki'ilu you brought a carbon where? In the Beis HaMikdash. So too, if you say carbonos at night, it's ki'ilu you brought carbonos during the day. That's in svara. What's the svara? The svara is that saying carbonos means that it's ki'ilu you brought carbonos in the right place and at the right time. Just like carbonos, saying carbonos can make it as if you're in the right place, it can also make it as if it's the right time. But a lot of the Achronim argue with this svara. It's an interesting svara. And they say, you can't be dan efshar mishi efshar. I can't be in the Beis HaMikdash. So saying it in Muncie is ki'ilu I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. But I can do it during the day, which is the right time. So why should I say it at night and say, oh, it'll count as if I said it during the day? You can say it during the day. So say it during the day. Don't say it during the night and hope that there's like a magic trick that makes it as if it's during the day. But anyway, this question of when's the proper time to say carbonos, can you do it in the morning before Nates? Or should you wait until daylight when there's a real, when the mitzvah of carbonos is applicable, might also be connected to this question of, well, when we're saying that we're doing something and it's as if you did something else, how many rules do you have to follow? You have to follow all the rules of carbonos? Like, do I have to be tahor before I say carbonos? Do I have to go to the mikvah? Can't be a tummy? Do I have to be a kohen? Maybe only kohanim should say carbonos, because they're the only ones who bring carbonos. So, again, how much is this really a serious chakira, and how much is this just like a nice pedagogic tool to talk about different halachos that have to do with carbonos? I'll leave that to you to decide, but those are some of the issues. Just very briefly, what are the carbonos that you should say? So there's interesting lashonos, Moshe and I were discussing this, there are interesting lashonos in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Aleph, when he talks about starting off your day, so there is lashon is that it's tov to say Parshas Ola and Parshas Mincha and Shlomim and Chatos and Asham and to say all these Parshas. And when it says Parshas, what it means the Pesukim in Vayikra, in the beginning of Vayikra. Now, we didn't check all the Siddurim, but I don't remember ever seeing a Siddur that actually had those things printed in the Siddur. We have Ezu Makoman, which is something else. Those are Mishnayos. But the actual Parsha of Ola, the actual Parsha from the beginning of Parsha's Vayikra, the actual Parsha of Chatos, I've never seen a Siddur that has those printed. We even checked in Eidon HaMizrach Siddur, because, you know, the Sephardim, they say a lot of extra stuff, and they say Carbonos, and I didn't even see it in their Siddur. So it's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch says it's good to do it. Now Moshe thought, hey, it's just good. So, okay, so it's good. So, you know, you want to do it, you can do it. You don't have to do it. But it's strange that the Siddur didn't put that in. In Shulchan Aruch, also in Siman Aleph, in Siftes, he adds that there are those who are knowing to say the Kiyor and Shumas HaDeshen and Parshas HaTamid. So again, those are all just Yesh Omrims. However, the Ramah in Siman Memches, not the Shulchan Aruch, but the Ramah, usually he comments after the Shulchan Aruch, but in Siman Memches, he opens up the Siman. He adds in his own, and he says there that he doesn't just say it's Tov, he says it like it's a Chiyav. He says, Omrim Parshas Tamid, that you should say Parshas Tamid. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch put Parshas Tamid at the end. He said you should say Ola and Chatos. That was in Siman Aleph Sifhei. Then in Siman Aleph Siftes, he says, oh, there are those who say the Kiyor, and there are those who say the Trumas Adeshin, and there are those who say the Tamid. Tamid's all the way at the end for the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah writes, you should say the Tamid. That's in Siman Memches. After he discusses Hilchos Tefillin and Tzitzis, so then eventually he gets to the davening, so he says you should say Parshas Tamid. And he adds that there are those who say Seder HaMa'aracha as well, which is the rice about Abaye, how he would be the Seder Seder HaMa'aracha. He says that there are those who say that as well. We then say Ezu Makoman, but Ezu Makoman is not really, it is about Karbanos, and it's part of Karbanos, but the reason why we bring the Mishnayos of Ezu Makoman is because we'd like to be mekayim. Not everybody gets the zchus like you to finish shachris and then to go into learning. Other people have to go off and make a parnasa, and therefore, how are they mekayim learning in the morning? So the way they're mekayim learning in the morning is by saying psukim in the beginning of davening. We say mishnayis, and there's a piece from a brisa there from Gemara. Right in that section, before you even start Pesukim de Zimra, we quote Mishnayos and we quote Gemara in order to, or Chazal, in order to be Mekayim Limud HaTorah. So we quote Ezum Koman. Why Ezum Koman? So first of all, it continues the theme of Karbonos, but also I believe they point out that there are no Machloksim in the entire Perek. And that's a nice, beautiful way to start off the day. We do a Limud that doesn't have any Machlokis.